And now, Carolyn Jessop is interviewed by her editor, Stacey Kramer.
Carolyn, what was the hardest part about leaving the Fundamental Latter-day Saints?
Well, the hardest part for me was I had to give up everything I had ever known. I gave up my network, I gave up my family, I gave up my community, and I wasn't very familiar with the outside world. I was raised in this cult, and it was in a community that was kept separate from everyone in the community was part of the cult. So it was really rare to even saw anybody from normal society, and we didn't have TV. We didn't have very much outside information, like newspapers, radio, internet, all of that was limited. So for 35 years, that was really the only life I had ever known. And I had to give that up and jump into something that was the unknown. And honestly, when I first left, it was like landing on another planet. Everything was so different. We didn't do holidays. We didn't do birthdays. We didn't do anniversaries. So there's a lot of holidays and traditions and cultures and normal society that I was completely unaware of.
Was there a specific moment when you just knew you had to go?
Actually, there was. After Warren's father, Roland, died, then at that funeral, Warren got up and told the congregation that his father had been lifted up and renewed. But what the problem with that for me was that Warren had taught for about a year before his father died that his father would be lifted up and renewed. And then all who were worthy would also be lifted up and renewed. And then he was preaching that his father would live for 365 years through the millennium and would father children with all of his 60 young wives. And so when his father died and Warren announced, well, that's what being lifted up and renewed is all about, is death, then it concerned me because he had been teaching that we would be lifted up and renewed also. And I knew Warren very well, and he would plant concepts into people and then later use them. So I saw with that he had planted the concept of a mass suicide. So at that point, I felt like that no matter what happened, if I left, it couldn't be as bad as what would happen if I stayed. And if I could find a way to escape and get my kids out, there was a possible chance that we would be okay. If we stayed, then there was a good chance we'd all end up dead.
Wow. And Warren Jeffs, of course, is the current leader of the FLDS who has been imprisoned and is waiting trial. And Roland Jeffs is his father.
Yes. And Roland died at 94, but he was married to like 60 wives who were under the age of 30. Mm. And it was a lot of things in the society once Roland took over just started going really crazy. It went completely against our standards, against our culture, against our traditions. And it's like every morning when you got out of bed, something else was taken. And you just, you know, pretty soon there was no freedoms left. Not that I was born into a life that had very much freedom, if any. But the little bit or the limited amount we did have was lost in the, I believe it was around 16 years that Roland was the prophet. And then Warren is so much worse than his dad, you can't even compare it hardly.
What's been the toughest thing for you to deal with since you left the FLDS with your 8 children?
My most difficult thing was that, first of all, I was hunted down like an animal. I mean, I left knowing that I would have a very difficult time escaping this community. They had people in Salt Lake looking for me before I even got to the city.